Whether we talk of the transformation of consciousness or of the introspective, empirical analysis of what occurs in the mind, the observer needs a range of skills carefully honed through repetition and training and applied in a rigorous and disciplined manner. All these practices assume a certain ability to direct one's mind to a certain object and to hold the attention there for a period, however brief. An assumption is also made that through constant habituation, the mind learns to improve the quality of whatever faculty is being primarily applied, whether it is attention, reasoning, or imagination. The understanding is that through such prolonged and regular practice, the ability to perform the exercise will become almost second nature. Here, the parallel with athletes or musicians is very clear, but one might equally think of learning how to swim or how to ride a bicycle. Initially, these are very difficult, seemingly unnatural activities, but once you master the skill, they come quite easily. One of the most basic mental trainings is the cultivation of mindfulness, especially performed on the basis of observing one's breath. Mindfulness is essential if one is to become consciously aware in a disciplined manner of whatever phenomena may occur within the mind or one's immediate environment. In our normal state, our mind remains unfocused for most of the time, and our thoughts move from one object to another in a random and dissipated manner. By cultivating mindfulness, we learn first to become aware of this process of dissipation so that we can gently fine-tune the mind to follow a more directed path towards the objects on which we wish to focus. Traditionally, the breath is seen as an ideal instrument for the practice of mindfulness. The great advantage of choosing one's breath as the object of mindfulness training is that breathing is an instinctive and effortless activity, something which we do as long as we are alive, so there is no need to strive hard to find the object of this practice. In its developed form, mindfulness also brings about a highly refined sensitivity to everything that happens, however minute, in one's immediate vicinity and in one's mind. One of the most crucial elements of training in mindfulness is the development and application of attention. Given that a significant percentage of children suffer from attention deficit problems in today's world, especially in more materially affluent societies, I'm told that substantial efforts are being made to understand the faculty of attention and its causal dynamics. Here, Buddhism's long history of training attention could make a contribution. In Buddhist psychology, attention is defined as the faculty that helps direct the mind to a chosen object among the variety of sensory information we experience in any given moment. We shall not be concerned here with the complex theoretical issues surrounding what attention is exactly, whether it is a single mechanism or of several types, or whether it is the same as controlled application of thought. Rather, let us take attention as a deliberate intention that helps us select a specific aspect or a characteristic of an object. The continued voluntary application of attention is what helps us maintain a sustained focus on the chosen object. Training in attention is closely linked with learning how to control our mental processes. I'm sure most young people today, even many who have been diagnosed as suffering from attention deficit disorders, can enjoy a gripping film without distraction. Their problem is the ability to direct their attention willfully when there is more than one thing happening. Another factor has to do with habit. The less our familiarity, the greater the need for effort and deliberate application, both to direct our attention to and to keep it on a chosen object or task. However, through habituation acquired in training, we become less dependent upon deliberate effort. We know from personal experience that through training, even tasks that seem extremely hard initially can become almost automatic. Buddhist psychology understands that through sustained, disciplined practice, one's application of attention, which initially involves a great deal of effort, subsequently gives way to a limited mastery in which some effort is still required, and finally the task becomes effortless and spontaneous.